Journalist Michael Resendiz was part of the spotlight team at the Boston Globe that exposed the sexual abuse of children by hundreds of Catholic priests and the massive cover-up by the church itself throughout the Boston diocese. That was back in 2002, and that story got renewed attention in 2015 with the Oscar-winning film Spotlight. Resendiz, who won the Pulitzer Prize for his work, was played by actor Mark Ruffalo. Well, he will be in Boulder next week to talk about his work as an investigative journalist and as part of the Spotlight team. It's a fundraiser for the annual Jaipur Literature Festival, and Resendiz has been paying attention since he's first started on this beat to what has been happening with the Catholic Church and the sex abuse scandals.
I had written stories about cover-ups in New York City and Tucson, Arizona, as well as Boston. So I had an idea that this was a pretty big story. But I had no idea that this would become a global story and that 17 years later, there would be explosions still going off all over the world regarding this issue. I had no idea.
Explosions are still going off, and yet it does seem that the Catholic Church and leadership has still not fully addressed all of this.
That's right, and I think that's why the story continues 17 years later, because the Vatican has failed to address the issue in a fundamental way. There's still no transparency, there's still no accountability, and until the Vatican gets a handle on this and does something meaningful, I think this crisis will endure.
Well, the Vatican has, I suppose, made some effort. A lot of people just say it's lip service, with Pope Francis issuing a new church law requiring all Catholic priests and nuns around the world to report clergy sexual abuse and cover-ups by their superiors. Was that a significant change, an announcement? I mean, has that announcement by the Vatican done anything?
Well, it's significant, but it's not nearly enough to control this problem because it keeps the issue inside. And I think at this point, as the Attorney General from Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro, has said, the church has proven that it's not capable of policing itself. There's got to be outside accountability. There's got to be transparency. What the Pope did is require reporting, but still it's all inside. The church will handle it itself. Everyone is supposed to trust the church to do the right thing. But I think as far as survivors of clergy sex abuse are concerned, trust has been completely dissipated. It doesn't exist anymore. I think there's no reason to trust that the church will do the right thing. Trust has run out. Time has run out. It's going to take something really significant for the Vatican to get a handle on this problem. And as I say, it's going to require outside accountability and it's going to require transparency.
Well, in terms of that outside accountability, in February of this year, Colorado's Attorney General Phil Weiser made an announcement about a new investigation. A former federal prosecutor is now reviewing decades of files related to allegations of sexual abuse right here in Colorado. And I know there are other states who are involved in this as well. What do you think will come out of those external reviews of the files that the Catholic Church has been keeping?
Well, I think we're going to find that other attorneys general are going to discover what Josh Shapiro discovered in Pennsylvania, which is more abuse and perhaps even more significant, more cover-up of the abuse. That's what was so significant about the Pennsylvania attorney general's finding, was really the cover-up, in addition to the tremendous sorrow that he revealed. But I think attorney general after attorney general after attorney general is going to find the same thing. We know that Pennsylvania is not unusual. In fact, the numbers in Pennsylvania mirrored almost exactly the numbers in the Boston Archdiocese in terms of the number of victims and the number of priests who had abused young people and children and the cover-up. It's the same. It's the same everywhere. It's the same in Boston. It's the same in Pennsylvania. It's the same in Australia. It's the same in Chile. It's the same in Germany. It's the same story everywhere you look. And what's going to happen if the Vatican fails to really get a handle on this, is we're going to have investigation by investigation by investigation all over the world, and there will be more scandal, more discoveries. It'll just go on.
A lot of people are saying what's happening now with the Boy Scouts, I mean, has echoes of what happened with the Catholic Church, where you had paedophiles who were seeking out children, seeking out this organization that gave them free access to children, and then a cover-up at an organizational level. Now, people are concerned that the Boy Scouts of America will file for bankruptcy, and that could really limit future investigations or, future revelations on this. I mean, do you see similarities between what's happening with the Boy Scouts and what's happened with the Catholic Church?
Yeah, I do see a lot of similarities. There's no question about it. I mean, you have an organization that has open access to young people, open access to children, and very little in the way of accountability, very little in the way of outside scrutiny. I mean, that's the prescription for disaster. That's the prescription for child sexual abuse, no doubt about it. And I think the concern about bankruptcy is also valid. You know, when an institution files for bankruptcy, it stops the civil litigation. And so the discovery process is stopped, where documents have to be turned over, depositions are stopped, and our knowledge of the cover-up by the system really stops. It stops growing.
And in terms of the Catholic Church then, I mean, given that we're going to just see more and more of these type of lawsuits, like the one that you reported on in May, these five men, you know, there have been countless lawsuits, and I can only imagine how the volume of what's to come. I mean, financially, for the Catholic Church, what is this going to do for the organization? And will that be the tipping point?
Well, there is going to be a deluge of new lawsuits against the Catholic Church because there are so many states now that are easing the statute of limitations. In other words, states are widening the time period in which civil lawsuits are allowable for child sexual abuse. So I think we're going to have, like I say, a deluge of lawsuits, and the church is going to have to deal with this. And I think we're going to see more bankruptcies, and we might see more of these compensation funds that are springing up, where churches, dioceses allow victims to come in, tell their story, and get a settlement, and not file a lawsuit, and then just move on.
And in terms of the future of the Catholic Church itself, because of the fallout from this, not just financially, but just so many people have lost faith in the Catholic Church because of this huge cover-up. Do you see the institution, the Catholic Church, you know, where is it going to be in the coming decades? And certainly in terms of its loss of power and influence politically, but just in terms of the numbers of Catholics who are willing to still engage with this as an institution?
Well, I think what we're going to see is more and more people drifting away from the Catholic Church. I mean, that's already happened in the United States. You know, the Catholic Church is growing very rapidly in some of the developing countries around the world, particularly in Africa. But I think that, too, will stop as awareness of clergy sex abuse spreads in these developing countries as well. I mean, I think the church really has to grapple with this in order to prevent people from leaving the church and stop making financial contributions.
The implications of this as well, in terms of how we think of child abuse, do you think now that as a society here in the US and in other countries where we've really seen the Catholic Church sex abuse scandals blow up, do you think now we're having proper conversations now about how to protect children at all levels? Because we're seeing it emerging in the Boy Scouts, we're seeing it emerging in sports organizations, and of course then at faith organizations. I mean, how do we then use that to have a society where we have protections for children in place?
Well, I think that's one of the benefits of this crisis, is we have increased the awareness of child sexual abuse and the damage that it does. So I think that's a positive step. Also, I have to give the American bishops some credit. They did approve this document called the Charter for the Protection of Children and Young People, and it does offer some systemic safeguards. But I think overall, the larger discussion that most of the developing world now is having about child sexual abuse is a very healthy thing. And oddly enough, the crisis in the Catholic Church has contributed to that very healthy conversation that's going on.
So for you as a reporter who've been following this for so many years, what are you now going to be paying attention to as we are seeing, you know, proclamations coming from the Vatican? We're seeing that that commission, the Blue Ribbon Commission. We're seeing attorney generals like the one here in Colorado reviewing decades of files that have been held by the Catholic Church. What are you most paying attention to now in the coming weeks and months?
Well, I'm paying attention to the criminal investigations, but I think even more so, paying attention to what the Vatican is going to do about this. What is the hierarchy going to do? When is the hierarchy going to take action that really is meaningful to control clergy sex abuse and end the cover-up? I think that's really the essential thing. I think all eyes now turn to the Vatican.
That's Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Michael Resendiz, and he will be in Boulder next week for a very special event. I have the honour of getting to interview him more about his work as part of that spotlight team at the Boston Globe that was ultimately portrayed in the award-winning movie, Oscar-winning movie, Spotlight. He was played by Mark Ruffalo, and he'll be in town next Thursday, June 13th. It's for a benefit for the Jaipur Literature Festival in Colorado 2019. And you can find out more about this event. Just go to eventbrite.com and have a look for Spotlight on JLF, a fundraiser. And we will put more information online at kgnu.org.